It's 8:56, 73 degrees. It's time to check in on the commodity markets on this Wednesday morning. And we are joined by Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us from on the road this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Yes, sir, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Kind of over in Thornville, Ohio, here this morning. Takeaway market action so far this morning is a little bit mixed. We tried to be a little bit firmer in the soyplex, but we've kind of retreated some of those gains. Corn, basis December, 338 and three quarters, up about a penny and a half. November beans, 10, 12 and a quarter. And wheat's down about 2.5 at 437 basis for these in Chicago. Stronger dollar putting a little bit of pressure on the wheat complex, which is pretty typical. Did see an announcement of 381,000 tons of beans sold to China on the overnight reporting system from the USDA, which I think continues to express the demand feature is really, really strong and was confirmed by last Friday's USDA report. Thinking about the USDA report on Friday, this week's technical advance is going to be pretty key. We're trying to put some additional confidence in the ideas that last Friday's recovery and positive close after those numbers was a low of consequence. I think our Friday value, if we close positive for the week in corn, beans, and wheat, it would probably be a big step in the right direction. And so we're cautiously optimistic. We're trying to view this as a glass half full rather than a glass half empty. I think realistically, our consumption numbers, as far as the USDA is concerned, are really strong, and we'd like to see them continue. The other thing that was pretty key is when you look at the corn market, the ear weight that the USDA used as far as calculating yield expectation was a record high. And so we think going forward, it's possible that we could see some yield degradation going forward because of the assumption that they did do a record, statistically record high weight number. So we'll see how things pan out in that direction going forward. Other than that, with a stronger dollar, commodities do have a little bit of a headwind. And then we're going to be looking to see what Friday's close is for a technical direction on the charts. I think realistically, the upside is starting to open up just a little bit. The downward pressure is probably somewhat limited, especially for the beans. The corn number, we're trying to shore it up, and we'd like to see a little bit of help out of the wheat market. Other than that, not too much new and exciting. Hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thanks very much. Safe travels.
Thanks, Brian.
Bill Gentry joining us from Ohio this morning. Bill with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. And fog finally starting to burn off a bit. It's lightened up, visibility improving now, but still a little bit challenging at Willard Airport south of Champaign. The temperature 71 degrees there. Some light fog in Decatur, the temperature 72. Light fog in 71 in Danville. And overcast conditions through most of the listening area here so far this morning. Sunshine starting to peek out over in Bloomington. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon as we expect a mix of sun and clouds through the day. The high 83 degrees, light southwest winds up to 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 69 degrees. Mostly sunny, a bit warmer for the day tomorrow at a high of 85. Mostly clear tomorrow night, the low 68. Mostly sunny skies for Friday, and once again a high of 85 degrees. Looks like our next chance of rain begins on Friday night. Rain is likely for the day on Saturday, and then we'll cool off a bit as our high temperatures will be in the mid to upper 70s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Right now we're at 73 degrees with cloudy skies outside our WYOL studios in Urbana. Stay with us. On Point is coming up next. This is Illinois Public Media, WYOL AM 580 and WYOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.